You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone, and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Robble, robble, toil and double, quarter pounder with cheese. Welcome to Comedy Bang. I can't even say my show, Comedy Bang Bang. I was like so proud I got through that tongue twister of a catchphrase that I couldn't say my own show name. Oh, well. Thanks to Ronald McBeth for that catchphrase submission. And thank you, Reggie Watts, for that for the theme. We'll see you later. Thanks so much for coming to do the theme for us. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. This is very exciting. A little bit later, we have a vigilante on the show. That'll be, I guess, a vigilante crime fighter of sorts. We also have a deity will be on the show. So that's very exciting. I don't know whether our first guest is as exciting as those two things. Have you ever fought crime?
Only internally, only inside, only against the demons within.
So meaning that you have made the choice not to sin?
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. So you are not without blame.
No.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Oh, who is?
This is exciting. She is a member of the exclusive two-timers club here on Comedy Bang Bang. Oh. We've established if you're in the one-timers club, your career is doing really well because you got so famous that you never came back. But her career is doing great because she has the third season of her is it HBO Max Just That, or has it crossed over to HBO now as well? The show. Who knows at this point? But Hacks, the third season of Hacks, will be coming back on May 2nd. And she also has a stand-up special coming to Max, HBO Max, or I guess it's just Max now.
Yeah.
Named after Max Edelman's,
yeah, just some guy on the lacrosse team. They're like, it's called HBO, but can we just name it something that feels like a guy who's good with a stick, please?
One stick. Can just we have him have one stick? Can we have stick branding in on the app somewhere?
Stick and net branding.
Yeah. Can we just put like lacrosse paraphernalia on every, you know, little tile on the app?
Yeah. Can we add two sticks crossing to the Max logo, please? And have a number, his number?
Sure. Just that. That's all we want. Her stand-up special is called Everything Must Go, and it's going to be on Max. This is very exciting. Please welcome back to the show, Hannah Einbinder.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you again.
What's been up?
So much. It's been probably, I think it, you were here in the middle
90s
of season
in
one.
The 90s,
yeah, you were here in the
90s.
Yeah, you were part of the alt comedy scene in the 90s.
Yeah.
You Rip Van Winkled it for a bit, mm-hmm, took a big long slumber, mm-hmm, for about 25 years.
I was like, get the legal pads out. No new material.
I'm going to be looking at this the entire time.
Yeah.
And then you have a big white beard now because mm-hmm, you just crawled out of your cave.
That's
and
right.
Here you are. It's
Thank
great to see you.
Yeah, hibernation was cool.
Yeah.
Shut it all down, which was nice. And now I'm back. So,
do you lose weight in hibernation or is it the kind of thing because you're not active? See, you're not eating. Unless, do bears sleep eat when they're hibernating?
No, they eat a lot, and then their body goes on a certain setting that, you know, when you're sleeping, you don't need to do certain things like you don't have access to smell.
You don't have access to smell when you're sleeping?
Yeah, your olfactory senses kind of dim.
They shut down? Really? So yeah. If like someone took a big duty next to me while I was sleeping, I would just like sit there and roll around in it or something?
I mean,
I'm not saying Cool Up does that.
I'm pretty sure because I thought I smelled in a dream, and I was Googling, you know, can you smell in dreams, which, you know, is just kind of how a typical day starts for me.
If anyone were to check your Google search history, you know how they do it after like someone either intentionally or unintentionally murders someone, and then they yeah, check the search history, and they're always like, can you go to jail for murdering someone?
Yeah. Easy banana pancakes. Can you smell in dreams? Can you go to jail for murdering someone?
Easy banana pancakes. I love that song.
Sang it.
Jack Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
But my question is, do bears lose weight? They've gained
yes,
a ton of weight.
For sure.
So then do they slim down where they're like, they wake up from hibernation or like, hey?
Yeah, they're definitely fucked up when they wake up. They're hungover. But I imagine they gorge themselves before yeah, going down for the big nap.
God, I would love to sleep 6 months
like
out of
that,
the year.
You can. Have you heard of drugs?
I think
I'd love to talk to you about drugs.
I've heard of
after
one of
the
them.
Show.
I would love to okay, have the hookup.
Which
you don't
one,
mind,
if I may ask?
I believe I heard of Mary Jane.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
See, for me, that I'm going up, 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 up. That's yeah. For me, that's a bit of a, you know, we gotta talk.
Yeah. Okay.
Know?
So yeah, because you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And this would be good for podcasting, too. You,
sure,
you take, like, trucker speed?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys really... I've come across a couple truckers and some long-haul tour bus drivers in my day, and they just drink Mountain Dew, and they're sober, and they're, like... It's really a fascinating person, and everybody's different, obviously. You don't want to
sure,
generalize, but just the folks that I've come across, they really like take such pride in their ability to stay awake, but they're really like, I'm not into the hard stuff. Like, they're really just running on various bulls and dews.
If I were a trucker, a long haul trucker,
yeah,
I would just listen to that song Stay Awake from Pinocchio. Is that from, no, it's from Mary Poppins.
Is
stay
it?
Awake, don't
keep
something
going.
Do something to your head. You should stay the fuck in bed.
Yeah, totally. And that's what she said.
You know that song Stay Awake, which is designed, it's like a lullaby melody designed to make them fall asleep.
Oh, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing where you give kids the illusion of choice.
Yeah, it's the irony of the lyrics
sure,
are contrasted against the melody.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Anyway, that's what I would listen to.
Okay, cool. I'm glad you...
we should be truckers together.
That would be wild.
Wouldn't that be cool? We would switch off?
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. And we could have those little beads on our seats.
Yes.
And we could, you know, just kind of make memories and, you know, go to like
yeah,
the world's largest ball of yarn and
yes,
stuff like that on
we
the
could,
road.
We could do it for like 6 months and then just fall asleep for the next six.
Oh my God. So it's trucker hibernation
yes,
hybrid. That could be cool.
That could be really
cool. I'm
down
cool, with that.
I would love to do that. Just
yeah,
ditch all my responsibilities.
That would be cool. Just hit the road. That's classic yeah, dad stuff, by the way.
I have
so
these
you
fantasies
wouldn't be
now,
really reinventing the wheel with that. That's like pretty typical dad stuff.
What's been going on? I mentioned to you off mic, and I know what you're saying. Why bother to do something off mic
sure,
if you can monetize it on mic?
I agree.
But I mentioned to you off mic, I saw your stand-up a few months back. It was
oh, yeah,
wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
You did approximately between 10 and 11 minutes, I would say.
Okay.
And it was wonderful. I hadn't seen it before.
Mm.
And it left me primed. I wanted to see more. And then I get this late-breaking news. I'm on the inside. I'm a Hollywood insider a little bit. And so
I know that about you. Yeah, that's pretty
true. I hear things, you know, sometimes about certain people in the industry. And
totally,
I hear you're doing this special, this hour-long special.
It's
Tell
true,
me about this.
Well, I have no choice but to tell you about this.
That's
I
right.
I would love to tell you about
I have this. A gun to your head.
That's right.
Right now.
And I have a family, by the way.
Just okay. Wait, is this a family anything. Like you're married and you have children?
I just think that having parents should be...
Everyone has a family.
People will That's, be sad if you kill
that
me.
That doesn't sway me.
Okay, fine. So, yeah, I'm doing a stand-up special. It is my first hour. It is... you could say it's my life's work. I mean, it's a short life, but it's
short hour.
Short. It's as short as an hour can get. You know what I mean?
What are we talking? 59 point.
We're talking. Point, we're clocking in it. Yeah.
A 99 or something like that.
Well, I would say 59.99.
Yeah.
Would be the shortest
59
hour
minutes,
be.
59 seconds.
Yeah, it's good. I love it. I've been working on it. It's like the accumulation of like all my time as a stand-up comedian.
How long have you been doing it?
You know, I started stand-up at the end of 2017.
Okay, let me count. End of 2017, we're in mid 2024. I'm going to say that's 28 years.
Yeah. So, you know.
Wow. You're a veteran.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's true. Your words, not mine, but yeah.
You're a veteran in all the ways that count.
Yeah. I'm a veterinarian is what. Yes. Sorry. You misread it. It was on the paper. I'm a veterinarian.
I'm a veteran. Hyphen. Turn over the page.
Oh, sorry. There's more. Veterinarian. Okay.
Thank you for your service. Oh, never mind. But this is exciting. You've been doing stand-up now and you've accumulated, and this is a good hour. I mean, you know, it's not like, I'm sure it's like anyone could do an hour after 2 years of stand-up and it would be garbage.
Sure.
But yours, I wonder how much material you're using that you came up with in those first few years, or have you just kind of like said, okay, all of that's going away?
There are a couple bits from my first few years. If you can believe it, there's one bit from my first set ever.
Wow.
Yeah. You know.
Is that just the crowd work?
No.
Hey, where are you from?
It's actually, I believe I did it on Colbert as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So but,
I mean, Colbert.
Here's the reality. I'm not, comment dit-on, prolific. I'm not someone who's churning it out. I take a long time because I have a, you know, I have a pretty, I love comedy. I have a pretty high bar.
You have quality control.
I do.
Quality is job one with you or two?
Yes.
Sometimes slips
well,
to four.
Well, veterinarian would
right.
be job
okay.
one.
That's right.
So.
Comedian
is pretty low on
baristas,
the list.
Baristas maybe.
You know it.
Yeah, second.
You know it. That's my heart. That's my soul. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I've put a lot of time and care into it, and I have not rushed it despite the, you know, urgings of many people.
Because I'm sure like 2 years ago, you're on top of the world.
Sure.
Hacks wins a bunch of Emmys,
mm-hmm.
and these are real Emmys. These aren't like the ones the local newscasters win. They're all proud of those, and we go like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
But these are real Emmys. Yeah. You're on top of the world. I bet all of your reps, your team...
Yes.
They're saying, let's get this hour
our
out.
Fabulous team. Yeah.
But not you. You're saying like, let's
I'm
let
Mr.
This percolate.
No when it comes to my team.
Yeah.
And I love them and they work hard, but I'm saying no. I'm saying no. I'm saying
80%
no.
of the time.
Yeah.
You got to put them in check.
Yeah. You got to let them know.
You got to let them know who's the boss.
Well, I don't know about that. I feel like we're a co-op. I don't like that language. I like to feel like we're kind of a...
I think you're a girl boss. What do you think
oh
of that?
Oh, my God. I hate it.
Oh, okay. Note taken.
King. I hate that. Yeah, I don't know. I just... Yeah, I have taken a long time to be like, okay, it's absolutely ready and I stand by it fully. And this is
And
good.
This is great. I wish more comedians would do that because sometimes I have to watch these specials for this show. And you can tell that people have like
a mortgage and kids to provide for.
Exactly. Come on.
No, but I do. It is a privilege to take your time. I have to say that.
Yeah.
Like I do have that privilege in many ways. Like it's much easier for me to be like, I'm going to do this when it's right because I fucking live in a one bedroom apartment and
well, good for
still
you.
Drive my fucking Prius from 2015. So like,
not bad.
I'm like, okay, I'll just like live small and fucking just do this shit when it feels right, I guess.
Well, this is great. I'm imagining the 10 minutes that I saw times six.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Okay. Okay.
So
thank you.
Cannot wait to see it. I know you haven't taped it yet, but I'd love to be the first person you tell how it went to.
I'll let you know. I'm taping 420 at the El Rey.
Hell yeah.
420. You know what I mean? April, the Fool's Month.
That's right.
The month of the Fool.
Hitler's birthday.
Fools? It's
the
our
original
time.
Fool.
That is so true, King. He literally was crazy for that. He was crazy when he did that.
He was on that one.
I'm mad at him for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Tell me about Hacks season 3. I mean, this is a great show. I wanted to meet you the last time you were on the show because I love the show, and it's you and Jean Smart, one of America's greatest actresses.
So
and,
true.
And it's a great team behind it. And what's going on with season 3? It's coming out May 2nd.
Yeah.
What's happening in the lives of the characters? Can you catch us up?
Sure. Yes, season 3.
No spoilers, though.
May 2nd. Okay.
Catch us up with what the characters are going through, but absolutely no spoilers.
Okay. I won't talk about Ava's hair transplant then.
What?
Just kidding. So, yeah, like we meet the characters a year after we've left them. And
is that a full, like, is it a leap year? Is it 366 days?
You know, it's a good question. Mm. And I asked that for my process as an actor. I needed to know.
Yeah, it's the first thing that pops into one's mind.
Yeah. And so good thing I know the answer because I did ask again.
But it's an actor's secret.
It's an actor's secret. Yeah, I'm actually not at liberty to say.
Okay, cool.
But so that's kind of private.
Okay.
So actually,
sorry,
that's kind of fucked up that you asked. Yeah.
I apologize. You're not going to meet me
okay.
about that,
well,
are you?
Well, I'm just going to ask you to do better.
Okay. I will. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I'm an ally. I promise to do better.
Great. So, we meet these gals and the gang a year after, and, you know, chaos ensues, of course.
I love it.
You know, Deborah's on top of the world. She just released her special, and Ava's kind of back in a groove with her work and personal life. And then, of course, as I said, chaos ensues, and the girls have to get the gang back together somehow. And then,
oh, man, this sounds
good.
They
do their thing. Yeah.
Can it come out before May 2?
I wish. I got the screeners.
You got the screeners? Just give me that link.
I'll freaking show you whatever.
Hell yeah.
I won't. Don't. If my corporate sponsor is listening.
They're not listening.
They screen my calls, man.
What?
Okay.
They have a tap on your line?
Yeah.
They have a van outside with a big sonar
By
gun.
The way, you can't see this because the windows are behind you, but when we were doing the riffing about the lacrosse stick and Max, a man in a suit just came back behind you. Yeah, when he had actually a head, like a wire from his ear, and he did this, the peace sign pointing in the eyeballs to himself and then to me.
To you?
That's why I changed the subject.
What is going on right now?
Because he's gone. And
oh, Max got... Okay. Oh, no, he's back.
Don't turn around.
Oh,
don't turn
God,
around.
This is great. Don't turn around. The Oswald special.
We're good. Giving him a thumbs up.
All right.
Okay, go.
The HBO people are everywhere. They really take the home and home box office seriously.
Oh, yes.
Well, this is great. Hacks, May 2nd. One of the great shows in the cable streaming wars era, which we hear is contracting, but we hope it never contracts so much that it just squeezes the life out of Hacks because we want Hacks to continue. Is this the not the last season, I hope?
Well, God no, darling. We hope it goes forever.
Really?
This is my plan. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do, you know, 4 or 5 seasons.
Sure.
God willing. And then I don't. And then I move into the woods. And then 30 years go by. I come back. I play Deborah. Now, Ava.
In the reboot.
In the reboot will be played by AI. Ava will be a robot.
I love that.
And she'll be like, you can't say that anymore, bleep lorp. And then I
wish AI would stop saying bleep lorp. It always tips me off to the fact that it's AI.
I know. Well, actually, you know what? You're so right. I will have worked that kink out by then.
I hope so. The bleep lorp kink.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The bleep lorp clause.
This is great. I mean, honestly, I think Hacks could just keep going. I mean, like, so few sitcoms just keep going.
Listen.
Like Simpsons did, but they all stay the same age.
Yeah.
Hacks, it would be just great if it just like...
Ava never gets stuck in an elevator.
It's just a 50 seasons go on and just like... You just every year we catch up with what our favorite characters are doing.
I love it. It's a good-ass show.
It's a good-ass show. Well, you know what? We need to take a break.
Okay.
Speaking of good-ass shows, we have a really good one here. Today, we have a vigilante
Hell
is
yeah.
here. And we also have a deity.
Uh-oh.
I mean, this is a packed show. This is what people come to Comedy Bang Bang for.
That's right.
That's right. And you can stick around, I hope.
Of course. Yeah,
because I need your help on this. I've never spoken to a deity before.
Oh, well, I'm very familiar.
In prayer or otherwise.
I'm one of, you know, I don't want to, look, let's just say everybody's kind of sending emails to the inbox. I got God's pager. Okay.
What? Okay.
I'm a little angel and, he, she, they knows it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, this is wonderful.
We're really close. We're
going to be talking to a deity. I don't know whether it's the one that you've spoken to.
We'll find out, I guess.
We'll find out. When we come back, we'll have more Hannah Einbinder, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Isn't it crazy that you can get almost anything delivered right to your door? It's crazy. And you know who does it? The best? DoorDash. That's right. DoorDash delivers pretty much anything. Let me give you some examples. Are you sick at home listening to my voice? The perfect balm to soothe the savage breast. You realize you have no flu meds. You have no tissues. You need them ASAP. DoorDash. Maybe you can't turn off your favorite podcast and get off the couch, but you're craving a snack and your cupboard is empty. Well, DoorDash. Get almost anything delivered, from pet food to snacks to neck braces, really, to alcohol, to toothpaste, to Joy-Con controllers, to headphones. You get it. They have everything. DoorDash. I've gotten the weirdest stuff delivered to me. They'll do it all. I've needed stuff where I go like, oh my God, I don't have time. I got to get this thing before I go out tonight. DoorDash. They deliver it right to me. DoorDash. Your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol only available in select markets. This podcast, Comedy Bang Bang, is brought to you by Squarespace, our old friends, and Spring. Man, it truly has sprung. No one can argue that. And what do we know about Spring? Spring is a time of fresh starts. That's right. You thought January was good for starting fresh? Spring's gotcha beat. Spring's about rebirth, and that could mean starting a new venture or switching things up on your website. Well, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device, integrated, optimized. SEO tools allow your site to show up more often and grow the way you want. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. Accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in certain countries, give customers the chance to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. Selling content on your website? Well, add a paywall to sell memberships or courses or sell downloadable files. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and when you're ready to launch. And I know you're going to be. Go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the sense of freedom or adventure that riding a bike used to give you as a kid? Just riding around your streets, passing by your friends' houses, finding money on the ground. Once I found $20 on the ground when I was riding my bike. Oh my gosh. And this is $20 when I was a kid in 2002 money. Anyway, where would you go on your bike, huh? What would you discover during those adventures? Who would you ride with? Well, this spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike. With an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, it has never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Plus, every Lectric e-bike ships free and only requires quick toolless assembly. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799 with the XP Lite. Anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. I tell you, the electric e-bikes, Paul F. Tompkins has one. He swears by it. He says they're so fun. Go full throttle into spring with Lectric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bike in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. And please mention, please, that Comedy Bang Bang sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is lectric ebikes.com. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Hannah Einbinder is here. Hacks comes out May 2. Third season, you can catch up on the first two seasons, I would imagine, currently. You can stream them.
On Max, baby.
Binge watch them. We don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
No phones. Eyes up.
No phone. Yeah, exactly. Okay? Don't seriously. Be playing your Wordles.
Yeah.
You know, your spelling bees. We want full attention.
We worked really, yeah, hard. So yeah. Watch it for real.
Do you hear that?
I do. Is that an organ?
I don't own an organ.
Is that coming from where?
It's not an organ.
Did you hear that? I'm not hearing that just in my
I didn't
head,
hear right? that. Why? What did you hear?
Who, me?
Oh.
I did.
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
Okay.
But I didn't hear when someone said it's that's not an organ.
Oh my God.
Oh wait,
scared.
No, I did hear it because I just oh my God. I know what's happening. It's the Batman.
What's going on, guys?
Oh my God.
Hey, Batman.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey.
Hey, so oh, great to
hi.
See you.
Hey. I'm a big fan, Batman.
Oh, hey, Batman.
Nice to meet you.
Wow, I never, yeah, it's good to hear it out of your, I feel like people only, I only hear it. It's nice to hear that that's how it's actually pronounced. I've been doing it wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's how I, birth, since birth.
Yeah,
oh
with, since God. Birth?
Yeah, and I'm not someone else. My
you're not named
name
anything
since
else.
Birth has been Batman.
Batman.
Oh,
Batman.
Okay.
Well, Bathu Man. Full name.
Oh, okay. But, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Right, but Batman.
Yes.
Batman.
I don't understand what the problem is. This is insane.
It's wow. so great to see you again.
Thank you.
It's yeah, to, it's wonderful
good
to
be
have
seen.
You.
It's good to be out of the shadows.
I just want to make sure there's no danger around, because I just know that when you pop up, it tends to be...
There's always danger lurking.
Really?
Is there? Are
that
we in
is
trouble?
Why I'm so vigilant. That's why I'm the world's greatest detective.
Wow.
I'm never... not really a vigilant. I'm more. I'm a detective first and foremost. Colin Firth and foremost.
But you. But you're not doing it. You're not recognized by the police.
Who, me?
No. Yes, you. I'm talking about you.
Yeah, you, not me.
Yes. No, the police. Well, Commissioner Gordon, and I.
Why is your music rising right now?
I forgot about the music. I always. Forget that
you
it's
need
on.
Someone on tech, Batman.
You're darn right. Robin's usually doing it with that fucking.
Is that why you have?
Yeah.
Like
what happened
a,
with you guys?
A boy
there was
sidekick?
Like a feud.
Award. He's fine. He's getting older now. So then I'm like, hey, can you come to the podcast and do like hold the phone? And he's like, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
You're not my dad. And I'm like, trust me, I know. But you
you're
don't
not
say that
dad.
When you take the motorcycle.
A lot of people wonder if you're his dad because
who me?
Yeah, you. Because. Because, I mean, it's weird to have, like, a grown-ass man out there fighting crime. I mean, dressed as a bat. That's weird enough. But then...
To each his own, I guess.
How is it dating? Because I know that it's, like, you know, kind of a moment's notice thing. Like, you're making plans.
Hard. Because the second someone finds out you love someone, they kill them. Or want to kill them or put them in, like, a warehouse.
Oh,
how many times has that happened to you?
To me?
Yeah, yeah. To you.
To me?
Yeah.
Is this your new spinoff show, To You?
Yeah.
To me?
Great idea. I'm not going to lie. It's happened 8 times, I think, now. 8?
Who are these people who fall in love with you?
Boy, Vicky Vale. You're Vicky Vale. You're Rachel Dawes's.
She knew about the RICO Act.
The RICO Act, you know, the whole thing. Yeah.
And do you ever
Catwoman?
Sure. Poison Ivy.
I think I've fallen in love with most of them.
Yeah, you hooked up with Poison Ivy?
I got
damn
a little
dog.
Bit of a flirty heart, you know?
Okay.
I kind of like one day I'm like, you're not you say something nice to me, I'm like, uh oh. <Batman's in love." laughs> And then, you know, it's not real. We gotta sometimes it's hard being me, is what I gotta say.
I'm
it's
so sorry.
Hard. It's hard being me.
Yeah, you could give it up.
Something in the way.
What was that?
I think he's singing that Nirvana song that was used in the last Batman movie.
When I get sad, I sing that song.
Damn, Batman.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Yeah. No, yes, you. We're talking about you.
Thank you.
Well, it's wonderful to see you, Batman. Has there been
all
any...
All right, take care.
No, actually, do you mind
come back.
Come back.
Sorry, I thought I was done.
No, I mean, you're on the podcast, and you're a book guest, apparently, because I referenced you being on the show. This is not a surprise.
Usually, I just swing in. That's why I wasn't sure when to come in the door, because usually I just pop in. And...
Yeah, but it's great to see you. Has there been any interesting supervillains coming your way? I don't know what to ask this guy.
I know there's a new one. He's a social media.
That's his code name.
Social media. He sucks.
How do you battle such an elusive enemy?
He just makes fun of you.
Oh no!
And that's it.
Like Flame Wars? Maybe Flame War would be a better.
I was
going to
say exactly like Flame Wars.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What is Flame Wars?
I'm actually going to write down Flame War as a good as a good idea. And you may be seeing that a little bit later. Has the Joker been around? He's your classic, right? He's like Coke classic.
Well, he's doing that movie, right?
Correct.
Has he been busy with potted plants? No, that's Harvey Weinstein.
No, that's Louis C.K., I think.
It's called that Joker 2 movie is called like
Folie à Deux.
That's exactly how you say it. Yeah. You speak French, right, Hannah?
Ah, un petit.
Oh,
un petit français.
It's the cutest language. I just want to pinch your cheeks when you say that.
It's very cute. It's very good.
But yeah, he's been busy doing that movie with Harley.
Yeah, he's doing promo and stuff. It's a jukebox musical. Can't wait.
What can we get going for you, Batman? You know, I just don't
I don't really like the limelight as much.
Really?
I like the shadows. Yeah. Wow. I'm pretty, you know.
You're pretty chill.
I just fight crime and then go home and sulk, really. But like.
You're kind of about the love of the craft. It's not so much about.
The recognition.
Yeah.
It's a little bit about the suit. But okay. Not gonna lie.
Well, when
feels
it
good,
looks
huh?
so
feels
good, great. Batman.
I love it.
Yeah, you have the nipple suit on today.
Today I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
taking it out for a little walk
with a big cod piece too.
Yeah, I like it. Sometimes it felt like a big wiener day.
Totally. Let your freak flag fly, yeah, Batman.
You know.
Yeah.
That's
but,
what's
you've had so many different suits over the years. You've had the nipple one. You
who me?
Yeah, no, yeah. Yes.
I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or Hannah. I mean,
you've had suits over the years. You've watched suits, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suits coming.
Suits
warning me to not talk about Max.
Yeah. That would be great for you to do an arc on Suits, the new Suits
Can
LA.
Can you imagine?
Oh, that would be so fun.
Just come into every scene, dropping stuff. Hey, guys, sorry. Just a quick question. The printer's kind of not working. Wondering if we could get a little... Is it an ink thing? Anyway.
You have no storylines. You're just coming
working
in.
Working at the office.
Talking about clerical stuff.
Yeah. I would watch the shit out of that.
Yeah. So Joker's been busy. It sounds like you're bored, Batman.
I mean, it's slow right now, yeah.
You're in a slow crime period? That's good for us, though.
Yeah.
If there's not a lot of crime.
Yeah, no, there's not a lot going on right now. I'm kind of just, you know.
Everyone's talking about how supposedly crime is on the rise, and statistics show that crime is actually at a multi-year low right now.
Is that so?
Yeah, especially right. Yeah, right now everyone seems like they're rebounding a little bit.
So
yeah.
What do you do? I mean, is this when you redo the cave? Are you looking at swatches?
I paint Legos every once in a while. The cave, yes. Lego, I'm super into.
Great. Like, is it all Lego Batman stuff?
Yes.
Because
oh, wow.
of that movie?
Yeah. It was, yeah.
They gave you free movie. Lego Batman stuff?
It's just, that's all I got. And gifts, and people are like, do you know about this? And I'm like, yeah. But it still doesn't stop me from, it calms me. From
so you have a Lego Batman cave in the middle of your actual Batman cave?
Correct. It's very small.
It's a 1/10 scale.
Yes. But I get in there.
Yeah.
What is Michael Caine like in real life? I just have to know. I love him so much.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Fine.
Really?
You would think like, I'm sorry, you have a look on your face. You would think you would be racist, don't you?
No, I don't have that. I do not have that look on my face.
Terrible to women or racist just because of Sean Connery.
I famously played the young version of him in the Austin Powers franchise. So of course I have an affinity for him.
Iconic.
I remember this. You got robbed, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Of
an Academy Award.
Yeah, the awards season.
Oscar. Yeah. Oscar is what.
Yeah. I mean, technically, I was eligible for an Oscar.
That's right.
When I was in that movie.
I auditioned for Mini-Me, but they told me I was too tall.
I'm so sorry, Batman.
That's
okay. Who, me?
No, yes, you. Yeah. I mean, the murder rate is down.
Correct.
This is just kind of a terrible time for you.
It is, but that's a good time for everyone else. So, like, I do feel good, but at the same time, like, I just watch more movies and shit.
Maybe you could, here's an idea.
What did you think of Past Lives, Batman?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not familiar.
Oh.
You didn't watch Past Lives?
Did you do Poor Things?
I don't know anything you're saying.
What movies are you watching? If you're not watching Past Lives or Poor Things.
Batman 80, the 89 Batman. Batman and Robin. The Batman.
How true are these two?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Are these actual biopics? Like, how true to life are these? Because these movies that we've seen.
Almost all of them are false.
One thing I wanted to ask you about is in these movies, there's one common thread between all of them, which is occasionally whenever you're not on the screen, there's this guy, Bruce Wayne, a billionaire who they follow around for a bunch of the movie. I'm confused about it.
Like
usually.
Michael Creighton played him.
Yeah, Michael Creighton.
I think at one point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I don't know why they're following this guy.
I don't know. It makes no sense. He's
have you met this guy?
To do, who, me?
Yeah, no.
Nothing to do with me. I have no, not Bruce in, Wayne. Not that I know. Maybe I have in passing.
I keep kind of going like,
is he
nothing. Batman's friend?
He was such a nothing that I don't remember it. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. I just don't know why they're spending half of the movie on this guy.
It is odd. It's stupid. If you ask me, I'd have fast forward through those parts usually.
Yeah,
totally. Get to the meat. Get to the Batman.
Yeah, always. We're watching a movie called Batman 89. We don't want to. It's not Bruce Wayne. 89. Also in 89.
Yeah. Who wants to see that?
Yeah.
Not me.
Not Vicky
Not
Vale.
You.
Maybe he's financing the movies? Doing like a Hitchcockian cameo for half the movie in him?
That sounds like the right answer.
Because he's a billionaire. He's paying for these things?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That's probably right.
Yeah. Anyway, what's Robin up to?
About 6'8 right now. Seriously, he's growing like a champ.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has he thought about playing basketball? Because he's very agile.
Who,
he's
Robin?
Out there. Yes, Robin. Yes.
Yes, he thinks about it constantly.
Yeah.
All he does is watch Space Jam and Space Jam 2.
He's in Space Jam 2.
He is in Space Jam 2 for like a half a second.
No, he's there. He's sitting there in the final basketball thing. They keep cutting to him.
That's what I said.
Batman, I wonder, do you feel like misunderstood? Like, is there a misconception about you that you wish people understood? Like, what do you wish people knew about you?
Many people play me, but only I can play myself.
Oh my God.
Wow.
A word from Batman.
Yeah.
Such a word.
That's true.
I wanted to cue that up. I wish I had.
You want to do it again and
done
you can cue
better.
It up?
Could you ask me that question?
Of course.
Can you remember it?
I'll have to try.
Yeah. Here we go.
Batman, I just had a question. I wonder, like, what is something that you wish people knew about you? Like, is there a misconception?
A lot of people have played me, but only I can play. But only a lot of people have played me. But hold on. A lot of people have played me. But only I can truly.
I don't know that song choice was exactly right.
I think it worked.
That was good. No,
thank
I felt
you for
it.
Doing that.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
no
let's
problem.
Just keep that all that in, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Why would we take any of that out?
If you ever need me for hacks, I'm available.
Yeah. Oh, I could totally see that.
Do you mean edits for this show?
Correct.
Okay, well, our editing machine is broken, so if you have one in the Batcave, I wouldn't mind.
I don't know what all the edit talk is. I thought that went great.
I loved it. I was saying how much I wanted it to all be in. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
I think he's trying to get on your show, Wax.
Oh.
I'm trying to. You're right behind us.
Talking,
oh, my God.
You're talking at almost the same level I am.
You're in the shadows there. We didn't see you. We thought.
Well, you know, I'm just, you know, I just come in. I do the little dance, make a little up, get down tonight. But I can definitely pass
but
it
you
on.
You could put in a word.
Of course.
As the star of the show, they would probably listen to what you're saying.
Who, me?
Would they be angry if I just like a smoke appeared and just I appeared and acted and then went home.
I can't imagine that would be a negative thing, right?
It probably would have to be rolling.
Sure.
You know, well, because you don't want to, you don't want to
just. Is that a Hollywood term?
Yeah, rolling is when the cameras are going. So because it would be
it's
bad
also,
if suddenly like smoke appeared and they're not ready to, you know, they're not ready to shoot you.
I get that.
Yeah.
So that would be good.
So maybe there could be some communication between you
and
the first AD.
I'll just go through the normal audition process, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
where
so
are you ripped, Batman?
So CAA.
Oh, wow.
Oh, great.
Okay. Come on, Batman.
I was a hand model.
Yeah.
To CAA, is that what the scarecrow says? Caw?
Yeah.
And do you and the penguin have as much chemistry off screen as you do on screen? Or
because it looks to us,
it
like
looks electric.
Something is going on.
Yeah.
There.
Can you?
He's a hell of a guy.
Okay.
Okay. Loose lips sink ships. Am I right,
yes,
buddy?
Okay, Batman.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Okay. All right. Yes, you.
Yeah. Speaking of
yes, me. You.
You mentioned right, Colin yes, Firth. There's another Colin Farrell playing. Well, playing
hot,
the penguin.
Hot penguin.
His show's coming out. Like you can't even get a show on the air.
No, but and let's get a hot guy in a fat suit, please. I'm begging you, please.
I mean, he's got a Max show. He's your compatriot
he's
out there
my,
on the Max
he's
app.
He's my blood relative.
Yeah, you
that's
know,
what
like
we do.
He's got 10 apps, and you and like you get these movies every one, like every 4 years or something.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, it's I don't have a movie every 4 years. I believe the last one I was in was when I played the young Michael Caine in Austin Powers Goldmember back in 2000, maybe 2001. That's not a good ratio of years to movies.
Wow.
But still, like, you know,
it says more about the Austin Powers franchise than you.
Yeah, true. If they had another one, I would have been back. Definitely. Yeah,
clearly.
You mean when they have another one.
That's right. Thank you. But I mean, still, like, there's some downtime for you in between these movies.
Yeah, let me relax. I like, why does everyone assume I always have to be Batmaning? Like,
can't you just have a garden?
Do you take the suit off ever?
Yeah.
So you
is that a real question?
So are you someone different? Underneath
every
the
movie, they spend minutes watching me get in it, but they never show the like at the edge of the bed.
Your skincare
routine where it's you're tired and it's wet.
And you're just taking it off, and finally it's out, and you can just like your body just expands and you fart
and you go fuck, fuck,
yeah, and then you just like roll into bed.
That's the movie I want to see.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, Batman After Dark.
Or I guess
Batman
in the light.
Dark.
At dark.
Well, I think he's working
Batman
during the dark.
10:45 p.m.
Batman 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Yes. Right or sunrise.
Yeah.
True
just like
life.
Taking a shower, getting home, taking a shower, throwing the bat keys on the little table.
Well, Batman, it's great to see you.
Who, me?
Can you stick around? Because we need to take a break. But when we come back, we have a deity is going to be here. I don't know whether you pray to a deity.
Oh, I hope it's Jesus Christ.
Batman, hey. you Christian?
No.
He's a good one,
always
though.
Wanted, I always heard.
Just a friend.
He might be able to convince you.
Yep, we'll see.
It's kind of his thing, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Oh, boy. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we are going to have more with the Batman. We're going to have more Hannah Einbinder. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever have something that you're keeping close to the vest or the chest? If you're Christopher Nolan, he says that in one of the Batman movies twice. He doesn't say it, obviously. Look, this is something I just need to get off my chest. The fact that this bothers me. Anyway, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. Sorry to interrupt your podcast, everyone, but, you know, there's only one acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast, and that is your dog. Take a minute now to pet your dog, okay? I'll wait. I'm not going to wait a full minute, but a few seconds, sure. Yeah, but while you're petting your dog, you can learn all about Bark, the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. Every toy is tailored to your pup's size and play style, from squeaky plush toys from BarkBox to ultra-tough, durable ones from Super Chewer. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. For a limited time, this is good, they will double your first box of goodies for free. My dogs, they love BarkBox. Now it's gotten to the point where every package that is delivered to the house, they assume is a BarkBox and they start jumping up and down. Then I have to say, no, it's just a sweater for me. And they get very disappointed. They love BarkBox. They love chewing on everything. They love the treats. It's great. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Hannah Einbinder here. Her stand-up special, Everything Must Go. Can you say why it's called that? Is it about just all your material is finally out there? Or
that is one of the meanings. It is called...
This has more than one?
Well, of course. You know, it is this idea that when you put out an hour, that material is burned. So everything must go. I also talk about, you know, the beginning of the special starts with a sort of an origin story. The end of the special starts, ends, I should say, with a funeral.
Can I guess what the origin story is? Is it you going to see a movie like The Mark of Zorro or something, and then your parents are shot to death in front of you and pearls spill out on the ground? And,
yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wait, how did you know that?
I feel like I've seen that in a movie before.
Wait, that's crazy. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Oh, that's you. Okay. Yeah. Who, you?
Yes, me.
Oh, wow. Okay. yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. And that'll be on the Max app. We also have the Batman is here.
Correct. Did you think I was going to say you and me for a second? No, I didn't. Sorry.
What was that music that
played?
My Beyonce
for a second I was listening to on the way here.
Batman.
I apologize.
Batman is here, but we need to get to our next guest. They are a deity, one of the deities out there. If you're a monotheist, I guess the only deity. Or is theist or deist? I don't know. Anyway, I'm not smart.
Theist.
I've never pretended to be.
Okay.
You did once.
Yeah, no, that's
wait, I you were watching them?
You were pretending to be smart. It was so silly.
But please welcome to the show for the first time, God.
It's me, God. Scott, I love you so much. Literally, no stress. Thanks for having me. Oh, so happy to be here. I'm loving you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice. This is Hannah.
Hannah, I love you.
Oh, my God. Kay? I love you.
And this is Batman.
Hello. It's an honor.
Batman, oh, my God. God, literally, I love you so much.
Thank you.
That's
so great. That's so nice to hear. Wow.
God of wonders beyond our galaxy.
Oh, my God. Is that the theme song?
Oh, that's my ringtone. Calling me.
You're calling yourself right
my
now.
My prayer line's going off. I'm kidding. I don't have one of those. I don't listen.
You don't listen to people's prayers?
Not literally all the time. I can't. I'm so sorry. No stress, though.
Is there a screening process?
I just sometimes not listening. Lots of things to do in heaven.
You self-screen. Oh, really? So you have duties in heaven? You don't just reign over it?
Not duties so much, like, more like games, hanging, like stuff like that.
Cool, like cornhole?
Scott, I love you so much. You're literally my little guy.
I was going to say, I love you for some reason, but I don't even know you, really. This is
no,
our first encounter.
I know you. I knit you together in your mother's womb.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
That's literally so
beautiful.
True.
Yeah.
But no, in heaven, like, I'm busy sometimes, literally. Like, I can't be watching everything all the time. Like, we were playing Cloud Smash.
Oh, what is Cloud Smash? That sounds fun.
You do, like, a belly flop on a cloud, and then your memories are so good, and they take you so high, and whoever can laugh the foreverest wins.
Oh, my
that
God.
That sounds cool. Yeah,
so sometimes I'm busy. Like, I'm doing that. I didn't watch what happened to JonBenet.
I
didn't see. I literally didn't see. So when people ask me, like, God, where is she? What happened? I'm like, literally don't know.
I mean, a lot of people wonder that. Like, if there is a God, why do such terrible things happen in the world?
Because I'm playing Cloud Smash.
You're playing Cloud Smash. Oh. Okay, that makes sense.
Pyramids, too. People are like, who built them? Aliens? What? I'm like, I didn't see that part.
Finally, an answer.
Yeah. World's so big. Like, I'm busy sometimes.
Yeah.
Totally.
But I'm literally loving you guys, though.
That's understandable.
Is it a thing where, you know, it's just like you kind of put the work in early and then you're kind of going hands off like I did?
It's like
a
lot of executive producers.
Yeah.
On shows like Hacks, I would imagine.
On Max.
I love your show, by the way. I literally love it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It absolutely has my blessing.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
God.
How many seasons have you watched?
All of them. Every single episode. Whoa. I've been watching Hannah since she was just so little.
Okay, I'm crying.
What happened on the last episode of the second season then?
No spoilers. Can't say. Because I know Megan Prattley in Calgary, Alberta is listening right now, and she hasn't seen it yet, and she doesn't want to get spoiled, so I'm not going to spoil it for her.
Okay. Wow.
I love you, Megan, if you're listening. No stress.
So nice. God.
That's so cool that you blessed her show. Well, yeah, I mean, that's good to know that you're just kind of busy and, you know, you got stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm really busy. So that's why, well, I can't be here long, but I have to tell you guys something.
What?
Oh, okay.
So kind of new stipulations happening. So I kind of did a bad one and I let too many people into heaven. I'm a softie, so no stress. But everyone's kind of going up there. So now it's getting too full. So there's kind of new rules.
Okay. Oh, like Bill Maher's new rules? Or do we need to have the Bill Maher theme song here?
Bill Maher, I love him.
No, you
love
listen,
I love you. I love you.
Don't,
I love you. I love him because you should have seen him when he was a little boy. He was different.
Okay, fine.
So literally,
now what I'm kind of... I series called Little Bill Maher.
Young Bill Maher.
Young Bill Maher.
Like Young Sheldon?
Everybody, so cool. Everybody hates Bill Maher.
That's just about him as an adult.
I want to do
Fat Scott, eyes, watch it, okay?
Sorry, God.
So what are these new parameters?
So new parameters are kind of like, before really only people, so I sent the bad guys of history. There's like 10 or 12 of them. And then there's the serial guys, like, you know.
The Bundys.
Bundy, Gacy. Although Gacy was a close one because he dressed like a clown and I thought that was a little bit funny. No stress. But right. I sent him down there anyway. But
So we're talking like the big bad guys of history, the Hitlers, the Mussolinis.
Yes, yes, yes.
What a fool, that Hitler.
Yeah. Real fool.
Biggest fool I've ever heard of.
That's why I made him be born on 420 because he is really like God's fool.
It's like you're a clown for that shit.
Yeah.
But so you sent them down there.
Well,
and
that's
then,
what I'm saying. So I really only ever sent like 18 people there.
Wow.
So that's why heaven getting so like cocoa bananas now.
Okay.
It's so literally back to back, like shoulder to shoulder, toilets, like mirrors. Everybody's using all of them all the time.
So it's like going to the forum where there's so few toilets and trying to, like, you know, after the last act, trying to get in there.
The forum is heavenly, isn't it?
Have you ever just thought of this? Have you ever wondered why it rained?
Oh,
that's why? People gone pissing up in heaven because the toilets are full. How crowded it is.
It doesn't smell, so that I'm okay with it.
You always, I know you, Scott, you always tilt your head back and stick out your tongue.
Hoping that it's...
You cross your fingers behind your back and you go, hope it's angels piss.
Okay, you've seen
but
me
girls
do
girls only, I've heard you... I hear all your prayers.
Okay, well, it's not a prayer necessarily. It's just something I'm saying to myself.
To me. I love you. Oh, Scott, I love you so much.
I'm not going to say it back. But so what are you doing? Are
no
you
stress.
Now... Is there a screening process to
oh,
get
yeah,
into
yeah.
heaven?
So now when you die, like... Gonna do talent, like a little talent show. So,
like Heaven's Got Talent.
Yes, exactly. I'm gonna sit in a big chair and I'll turn around if I think you're good.
But so it's more like of the X throne? Factor.
Oh, I see.
Kind
yeah,
of,
the,
voice.
Like the voice.
So
the voice.
Smart. Listen to how smart my girl is. I love her.
Well, she got it wrong.
Yeah, but she's smart. She's funny. I love her.
Yeah,
like, literally. And I don't care. No stress. If
me
no one
and God
her,
against
I love
the world,
her.
Yeah. Scott.
Wow,
that's what
okay.
we've been saying.
Yeah.
Wow. So basically, what I'm gonna need for you guys, like, this is just a warning heads up for you guys. When you die, you're gonna do your talent for me and Cody and Jesus, and we'll turn around if
who's
you're good.
Cody?
Cody's he's like one of my friends up there.
Oh, okay.
He's one of my besties. Like, he's an angel.
When was he alive on Earth? Or did you create him?
He skateboards, so must have been later than 1812.
Probably like at least from the 70s on, 1970s.
Or 1870s, something like that.
I don't know that there were skateboards
his
back
skateboard
then.
Looks weird. So I don't know how old it is.
Do skateboards get transported up to heaven?
Oh, yeah. There's cloud ramps.
Can you take...
Oh, thank God.
Can you take like three of your favorite... you know how on Survivor they allow you one personal item?
No. That's not one of the rules, actually. I love Jeff Probst. He's so funny and good. I love him
so
much.
I saw him in a Halloween town recently.
I saw him at a concert the other night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I really
this
did.
This guy's everywhere.
He was online at Halloween town recently.
What? Why is he in Halloween town in the middle of April?
Some people have kids who like Halloween stuff.
how did the skateboard get transported up there?
That I literally don't know. Like I can't.
You weren't paying attention.
No, okay. I can't be paying attention to everything.
Okay, so you and Cody and
Jesus or Jesse or Jessica, whatever you want to call them. So what we do, we're going to do watch your talent. So what you guys need to be doing responsible to keep on top of this when you're going to die, say as your last thing, please, I'm begging you, what props you need for your talent. Because if you don't say it, we literally can't have it waiting for you.
Okay.
And then you're going to get stage fright and it's going to be terrible.
You guys don't have miscellaneous props like here's the prop bin. Like
we do, but want it to be unique to your talent, right?
Right.
And it has to be the last thing you say or can it, like you learn you have 6 weeks to live and you say it in those
6 weeks too early. 20 years too early, stuff like that. Like, you can't say it now.
Can't say it now.
I want it to be probably within 4 minutes of you dying. Otherwise, admin system gets so confused.
What if you're trying to wish your loved ones, like, I love you and I'll see you in heaven?
Sure, say that. I love you, I'll see you in heaven. And then go, microphone karaoke track for Wind Beneath My Wings. Just say that quick.
Okay. Three bowling pins, a chainsaw, and some Nutella.
Sure. Okay, but can you say that later when you die, okay?
But okay.
Because if you say it and someone dies after you say it, they're going to get your props.
Okay.
Are you guys getting it?
Oh, but what God. If you're like, you know, you're in a terrible car accident and you're decapitated by like, you know, another car, you know, coming through your windshield or something like that? Like, and you just don't have a chance to say it.
I literally didn't think of that. I love you, Scott. You're so smart.
Well, maybe there could be a backup system there in place.
Oh,
maybe we could, like, you know, get these notarized with...
Sure. No stress. I feel kind of stupid for not thinking of that.
Yeah. Because you allow that to happen a lot. Like, people dying horrible deaths.
Yeah, because you don't understand. Cloud Slam needs teams of 12. And if I'm not there, then sometimes, like, the game goes awry.
Yeah.
And sometimes people going, oh, God, was that a point or was that a point?
Well, it's hard to get a sub, too.
Exactly. Oh, so that brings me to my second point. You can do your talent, or if you're just really good at jumping or laughing, you're automatically in.
Oh,
awesome.
Okay.
Because that's how you can score 52 points for a forever laugh. That's if you go belly flop major happy memory to the moon. But if you only go major happy memory to second cloud to the left, you're tall player number 12. That's like 12 disciples. Disciples aren't really real, but that's kind of what we use for the game.
Okay, I guess I'm not really comprehending the rules here.
Okay, no stress. I love you.
But I think I got it. Okay, wow. But you go through the rules when people are up there?
Of course. It's absolutely no stress. The rules are right there written on a cloud.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, perfect.
So when you say jumping, you got to be good at jumping. Are we talking like long jumping or jumping high? Or
it should be jumping high.
Can you use a trampoline or?
That's a good idea. I love you for that one. No stress. You can bring a trampoline. Yeah.
Okay.
But make sure you whisper it before you die if you need it.
Do you have an aux cord? Like if I need to play music or anything?
Oh, music is always playing literally up there.
But is it harp music? Because he kind of likes like the Batman theme by Danny Elfman.
Oh,
I pretty much fluctuate between that and Bat Dance.
You can definitely do the aux, Batman, because it sounds like you have great taste and everyone's allowed to have a turn.
Thank you.
As long as you don't mind also waiting in line for the toilets. Everybody's got to be a little patient up there because it's kind of crowded.
Yeah, boy, wow. So literally there's like hardly anything you can do here on Earth that'll get you sent down to hell? I mean,
try to be nice to people, but literally no stress.
Why do people then put such stress on themselves to act good and act right? And
I don't know. I wish they wouldn't.
Heaven, being shoulder to shoulder with a partner for eternity sounds like hell. To me a little bit.
Yeah, wait, is this hell? No, are you in charge of hell? You never mentioned when you haven't said like
I'm not in charge of hell.
Who's in charge of hell?
My cousin.
Okay.
His name's it's a funny story actually. His name is Stan, but they added an extra A on his birth certificate.
Oh
my God, kind of
it's
LSI.
So funny, Stana? Literally. So he goes by Stana, yeah.
Oh, Stana.
Short for Stanislavski.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I knew it.
Makes but so anyways, much no, sense. Like to your point, Batman, because you're so funny, literally, I love you, no stress, you're
Thank
so
you.
Funny, and so good, and smart, and that's why I love you, and so thanks for saying
no
that,
one's
but
ever said that
upstairs
about me.
In heaven, shoulder to shoulder, it actually doesn't feel bad, it feels like, have you ever had sex?
No.
Okay. It's
oh,
like,
Batman, really?
Who, me?
Yeah, no, yeah, you. You haven't had sex yet?
No.
When people in heaven touch each other anyway, shoulder, anything, even eye contact, it feels like really good sex.
Oh, that's
Or,
cool.
Batman, have you ever put your penis in a bathtub?
Yes.
Okay, it's like that on your feet. Every time you walk on a cloud, it's like your penis went into warm water and never came out again.
Oh.
Do the other, I don't know if you're an angel when you're up there, but do you need consent from the other person you're touching shoulders with? Because both of you are feeling so good.
Everybody's feeling good all the time, yeah. Consent.
So there's just blanket consent?
Of course, yeah. The consent is literally a blanket and we're all wrapped in it.
Oh, okay. So when you get up to heaven, you have to sign some form, like I give consent to... any kind of physical touch or is it...
yeah it's not we don't do signing it's like you have to lick your lips and say
totally
that's what you do when
so
you say when you come
writing,
in
yeah
and also like everybody's so beautiful because you're not having your body anymore
you're
just kind of looking like everything how you what you love
you don't get your body so this bod I've worked so hard to achieve I
like,
don't get to
for example Scott like you just for me my hair is a waterfall my mouth is a cave and all that stuff because I'm God
right.
But for you you'll be what you love so you'll be like ham sandwich on the top and like hentai like tentacles on the bottom
I don't think that that's
like
what,
that's probably what you look like
that's
in heaven
not
so
what
beautiful
I love.
I love you no stress
although it does it's kind of making me hungry
which
the
part
ham sandwich
the top or the bottom So, like, Hannah, do you think you know what you'll look like in heaven?
I think I would look like...
I know, but I don't want to tell you. No stress. I love you.
Okay, love you so much. I think I would probably look like a cup of tea on the head.
Oh, so cute. Mm-hmm. Love it.
And a tree stump on the body.
That's going to be good for jumping for Cloud Slam.
Yeah. Oh, are you supposed to love something that's good for Cloud Slam while you're here on Earth?
I'm not saying, like, no stress and I love you, but if you do pick something that's good for Cloud Slam, you'll definitely make a team.
Are my hentai tentacles going to be good for Cloud Slam? There's eight of them.
Yeah, I think those will probably be pretty good.
You can spring with them bangs.
All right.
Flopping tentacles.
But you should know tickling is illegal, because obviously laughter is the power and the points, but if you tickle, that's illegal, because the laughter should be coming from a memory. You get it.
God, of course. It sounds to me like
you're just like a creep, like a cuddle party.
Yeah. But it also sounds to me like you're way more concerned with Cloud Slam than you are with all of us struggling down here on Earth. I mean, there's terrible things going on down here. I don't know if you've noticed.
What? Don't say.
I don't want to bring everyone down, but I mean, like, just
you're more
watch
like the Vince McMahon of Cloud Slam.
Yeah,
I actually feel really bad for that, but I'm telling you, when you guys get there and you slam your first cloud, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And you'll be like, forgive, forget, no stress. I love you. Like, that's kind of what people say up there.
I guess so. I just wish you would spend like 10% of your time fixing some stuff down here. I mean, it's terrible.
What, Scott? Literally, I answered all your prayers. Hot wife, comedy career.
Yeah.
Like, those were the ones.
Those were
you
the
wanted.
Two that I had. Yeah.
So, like, how can you be, like, looking at me now and saying this?
I'm more empathetic to the world at large of, you know, I know that I'm very lucky.
The world that's small is what you're going to think when you're in heaven.
Because
it's so small from up there.
It's small from up there? Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's another question. So, you know, Batman's arch nemesis, the Joker, is he?
I love him.
Is he? He's going to go to heaven?
Oh, he's already up there.
Oh, he's dead?
Oh, is that real? Is that true?
Yeah, he, but he gets, he has ghost permission slip, so he can still go down and do, sometimes he gets
the key
up there.
That was like my whole thing.
So is that why you're never able to find him when he's not?
Oh, he's dead.
So he's just going up to heaven in between all of his adventures.
Well, no, but he has ghost permission slip.
Oh, all right. Well, then, yeah.
And he's kind of like, hate to say this if he's not your friend, but he's MVP for Cloud Slam because of his laugh.
Oh. That stinks. And I'm not going to lie, because he's always like trying to poison me and kill me and my family members.
Hmm. Yeah, didn't he? He killed Jason Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, ladies?
You know what we're talking about.
Jason Todd, I love him.
Oh, Jason Todd's
totally.
Doing good?
Oh,
he,
yeah.
He came back, though. He's the Red Hood now. Anyway. So, I mean, that's kind of a bummer that you're going to have to be shoulder to shoulder with Joker
you're
when
gonna,
you're up
in
heaven.
It'll feel like sex and you'll love it.
But what if it's so big?
It's kind of been like a love-hate thing anyway the whole time. Yeah. I'm happy I'll get to see him again. I hate being bored. My whole thing is
do you mind not saying hate? Because to me, it sounds like the word fuck.
What does the word fuck sound like to you?
I hate the Joker.
Like, it's like
I
the biggest curse word you can say in heaven is hate.
Wow.
It sounds like fuck or like beg your pardon, cunt or something.
Are there
like
consequences
really bad.
In heaven? Like
spankings, but funny.
So do you like them or do you not like them?
Everybody likes them.
Okay, so there are no consequences.
Yeah, because you usually go, you lick your lips and go,
Okay. Mm-mm. Hannah, what do you think? Does heaven sound good to you? I'm
what
not
about
sure.
Garbage? Is there garbage in heaven?
Yeah, the band Garbage.
Is the band Garbage in heaven?
Oh, yes, I love
okay,
them.
Good.
Okay, good.
I would say that heaven sounds really like an indoor
trampoline
adult.
Park?
Yeah, trampoline park.
Yeah,
it sounds like a laser tag party that I would go to with like my daughter, and
now
then be
you guys
bored.
Are getting it,
but be bored with after 45 minutes, and be kind of like, can we go?
No, it would be like going to a laser tag park with your daughter and becoming your daughter in your mind and being laughter so heavenly and eternal forever up to cloud.
That sounds awesome.
You have to admit that sound awesome.
It does sound awesome.
Yeah. Can we go right now?
No, it's not. Unfortunately, not your time. Because you know why? You didn't decide what your talent's going
to
be yet.
Oh, okay. So the minute I decide, I don't, to be
you
honest,
can
I'm not very
if
talented
you want.
At
suicide
anything.
Goes.
Suicide goes?
Suicide is all good.
Okay.
No stress.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. If you're having thoughts about that, of course, call that number.
Yeah.
But
then, you know.
But also, but no stress.
But no stress as yeah. well. I mean, this sounds. Can you tell us when we're going to die? Because it would be great to get my affairs in order and to be able to say
oh,
those
gosh,
props.
Do
I
you
need.
Want really want to know?
You really want to know, Scott?
Yeah. Do you mind?
Okay, I don't want to tell you the exact date, but yours does involve. And this is kind of cruel, but I made it.
Please, Christmas.
Christmas?
I thought you were going to say it's not. I don't want to give you the exact date, but it does involve Christmas. Sorry.
Okay, no, but it does involve Halloween, and do you? And because you're a comedy
is
guy,
is Jeff Probst going to kill me at the Halloween store?
I love Jeff Probst. You know, Halloween happened from when one time I kissed my cousin on his birthday, and it was the meeting of God and Stana that made Halloween.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Cool,
I guess. A little backstory. That's like the special features on a DVD.
Oh, okay.
Do you have DVDs up in heaven?
Of course. We love DVDs. No stress. Man. But I wanted
to... So these DVDs I bought that I'm probably not going to watch
you
before
can bring
I get
them.
To...
You know how they
I can bring
you,
them.
You know how they say you can't bring it with you? You can.
Yeah.
You literally can.
Well, so it's like GameStop.
Yeah. You could bring anything you want. But anyway, so your death is going to be something, something Halloween, banana peel, woo, 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 woo. Like... Thought it'd be funny for
funny
you to
death
do kind of a
you.
Comedy thing.
That's a funny,
funny
death for you.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, hopefully not this Halloween, but how many Halloweens do I?
I don't know. I'm not really good with numbers.
Oh, yeah. How long do you think the Earth has been around, by the way?
It's got to be at least since the 80s.
Actually, you know why those numbers are there? Because they started when your son died.
Oh, that was a bummer because I looked away for 1 second. You guys killed him.
But,
like, and when you're a parent, you look away for 1 second,
they
can get into an accident.
Getting up to so much not good.
You were cloud slamming, I bet.
I was. I have to admit. But,
and then, suddenly
but then
it's
you
like,
saw him and he was there and you were playing and it's all good.
Yeah.
But then he came back like 3 days later. Did you give him a permission slip? Is that what happened?
He's back now. He's Hillary Duff now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he gets a new chance every once in a while because he's so pissed about that first time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I keep giving him new chances.
I kind of want to kill Hillary Duff now, to be honest.
Do it.
Do it. You
no
want me?
Yes, literally, do it. Okay. It's fine.
That's the thing. Like, you wouldn't put me in hell for it.
No, I wouldn't. I love you too much. What can I say?
Yeah, you got to do something really bad to go down there, I guess.
Yeah, you got to be, like I said, one of the bad guys.
One of the bad
of
guys.
History.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, God. This is so good to know. I mean, you keep saying no stress, and I literally have less stress about my life
because
of it.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Helpful.
Just getting some of these answers and knowing how the order of the universe works.
Yep, and that, you know, you guys spend so much time looking in the mirror, wondering, like, being on treadmill. Your body's just going to be kind of sandwich or bird or whatever you want it to be. So you don't have to worry. No
so you don't have to worry. So we shouldn't even bother working out. And even if it leads to an earlier death.
Literally, I love earlier death because then I get to cloud slam with you. So die.
Okay.
So God wants us all to die as soon as possible.
Please.
I feel like this is just for his sport.
Yeah. I feel like he's just trying to recruit us.
Hey, if you're tall.
This is like hoop dreams. God,
if you're really tall, die now. Please. We could use you on the team.
I'm tall.
Yeah. Come on.
But will I still be tall because I'll be a ham sandwich and all those tentacles?
You can be as tall as a tentacle you want.
Okay. Oh, so wait. You can
die. I've seen the stuff you look at, so I know the tentacles are going to be pretty long.
Okay. All right. Well,
totally.
Well, guys, we are running out of time. I hope that doesn't surprise you. Yes. We only have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Perhaps we may frighten away the shows of so many years ago with a little self-promotion. Hot dogs. Plugs. Plug, 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 plugs. Plug, 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 plugs. Plug, 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 plugs. Plug, 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 plugs. Plug, 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 plugs. Plug, 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 plug.
All right. Thank you. That was Phantom of the Plugs by Matt Springer. Thanks, Matt.
I love Matt Springer.
Oh,
I love him so much, literally.
Where's he live?
I can't say because you'll go and kill him.
you want to play Cloud Slam.
No, he's going to kill himself.
Oh, jeez. Matt, listen. Please don't do that.
No. I love you. No stress.
No stress. What do we plug it? Hannah, so much is going on with you. Season 3.
Yeah.
May 2nd.
That's right.
Day after May Day when we're out there on the Maypole.
Woo!
With the little ribbons and just running around singing songs around it.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Is that what?
Like
what?
You're in the Wicker Man or something?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a Wiccan tradition?
I don't know
that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Where does the Maypole, of what sect celebrates the Maypole thing?
I can look these answers up for you, but...
While I say the other plug of
mine
exactly.
Is... Yeah, exactly. I will say it's a tall wooden pole erected as part of various European folk festivals.
Okay, the Euros.
That's just off the top of my head, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yes, May 2nd, Hacks, and my stand-up comedy special, one-hour special on Max at a date that I think I know but don't think I can yet say, but stay tuned.
Is this Christmas, maybe, or Halloween?
Little
I hope it's... Try to make it before Halloween in case Halloween is when I die.
In case you die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to see this thing.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah.
You gotta live to see it.
Yeah.
I'll make sure you live to see it.
What are your props going to be that you're going to try to say right before you die?
Ooh.
Will you say microphone?
I was...
Is comedy good up in heaven?
Oh, it's hilarious, yeah.
Like, who's up there? Like, you know, is Richard Pryor up there? Obviously.
I'm honestly, I can't really tell because, like, you know what I mean? We have a lot of those comedy
sandwich,
teeth.
Et cetera.
Yeah. Bird yeah. leg comedy teeth. I assume those people are comedians.
Okay. So, but you are screening out people who are bad at the talent competition?
I'm going to try, but, you know, no stress. I love you guys, so it's really hard to pick.
Yeah. Mine
You're going to have to really sync it up for me to send you to hell.
Yeah, I'm going to ask for ballet shoes and ballet outfit.
Will you be on point?
I love that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, full
and
ballet.
I'm going to have music ready for you, a little French chanson.
Oh, merci, God.
All right. And then anything coming up? Look, you got 10 episodes of a TV show and a one-hour special. It would feel greedy to have something else, right? That's going to be it for you, right?
I'll stop there.
Okay, good. Thanks. Yeah. Wait, save some show business for the rest of us.
1 million. That's my plan.
Okay, great. And Batman, what do you want to plug?
You can check out my podcast, CBB World.
Yeah.
.com.
That's called .com, but that's called Who Me.
It's called Who Me.
With the Batman.
With the Batman.
And so many great episodes there.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
There's one that's terrible.
Which one?
I don't know.
Wait, who have you talked to on there? You talked to Black Adam.
Adam, Lois Lane, Superman, Michael Giacchino.
Yeah, that's right. The guy who did the music for the last movie, right?
Yeah, for the Batman.
Yeah. So many great episodes.
And many other films.
Yeah, for Lost as well.
Almost everything.
Yeah, The Incredibles, I believe.
Star Trek, Inside Out.
This guy, he's got music just coming out of the wazoo.
His anus.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I meant when I said wazoo. Yeah.
Speaking of anus,
yeah,
you can also check out the movie Unfrosted on Netflix. I don't know why I went there. May 3rd, check out the movie. There's a movie coming out, Unfrosted.
Yeah,
I'm not involved in any way.
I know everyone who's in that. Bobby Moynihan is in that, and love him.
Yeah, he plays Chef Boyardee. I heard. Finally,
so funny,
Batman. You should be in these movies because your movies and any movie you're in gets a ton of people to go watch it.
It's true.
Like, they instead of making Superman 2, they made Batman v Superman just to get more people to watch it. It's like, you should just roll right through, you know, Unfrosted.
Sure. You got your Cloonies, your Kilmes, you know, get them in there.
Yeah. But I'll watch Unfrosted. This will be the day after I watch Hacks, of course.
Yeah, it comes out the next day. So watch Hacks first, which I will do.
Yeah.
And then when you get bored the next day.
Here's what you could do. 11:30 at night on May 2, you turn on Hacks. The clock rolls around, tick, to midnight, just roll right into Unfrosted.
Well, I didn't realize you were a fucking genius.
Language.
Pardon.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said a hating genius.
No.
He's not a hater.
Oh, okay.
He's not a hater.
Good.
Great. And God, do you have anything to plug? I mean, obviously, Earth. God.
Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah.
I guess, like, you guys know dinosaurs? So they were a prank by me. I put the bones, but there was never any dinosaurs.
Oh, there weren't. Wait,
yeah.
And is the universe only 2,000 years old, like the Christians say?
I don't really know math, so good.
Yeah, all right, okay.
But a dinosaur improv group is going to Chicago on May 2nd, and to go watch that would be a really big blessing for me.
Whoa.
Double premiere.
Where are they playing?
At The Den.
The Den.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing theater.
Isn't that awesome? I love The Den.
Okay.
No stress.
No, that sounds amazing. Cool. And
to Matt Springer, too, I love you, buddy. Don't do anything bad to yourself. I think, like, sometimes even God gets embarrassed. Like, I heard myself say that out loud, and I thought, why did I say that? But no stress. I love you.
Hey, you know, like, you're the person giving consequences.
To forgive. Like, I even forgive myself, so.
Exactly. Well, that's wonderful. Well, hey, I want to mention again, for my plugs, the Comedy Bang Bang Tour.
Woo.
This summer. We are going out there starting June 13th in Boston. Going to Boston, Brooklyn, Philly, Washington, D.C., Durham, Atlanta, St. Louis, Nashville, Tucson, Phoenix, San Diego, Salt Lake City, Denver, Austin, Dallas, Toronto, Royal Oak, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Chicago, Madison, St. Paul, Sacramento, Oakland, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver.
No Gotham.
Oh,
now
God.
That's an Andrew Skickney-ass collection of cities.
Well, that's right. We have the same agent.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's go, Skick. Come on, Skick.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Batman, will you be there for any of the shows?
But you're not coming. No one ever comes to Gotham.
Yeah, why are we not doing Gotham?
No one ever
Gotham's
there.
In New
they
York.
Just come there and commit fucking crimes.
I left that city a long time ago.
Yeah, right? Everyone did. Hope did.
Yeah. But come out and see us. I think the shows must be on sale by now. So go to cbbworld.com/tour and you can get ticket links and all that and come out and see us. It's going to be Paul F. Tompkins, myself, and the Comedy Bang Bang All-Stars. We're going to be out there all summer long. This is the longest tour we've ever done, I feel like. Enjoy it. Come out and see us. A lot of surprises each place. And then I want to plug Who Me by the Batman is at CBB World in the CBB Presents feed about every month or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Please.
We're going to have a party.
Plugs, plugs, plugs.
We're going to have a party.
Hello?
We're going to have a party.
What's in there?
We're going to have a party.
We've entered the room and there's nobody left. The party's all but done. We look to the door and we go to the left. The party's almost done.
What is it? Open the plug bag.
Dirty pop. Dirty pop.
What is it?
Open up your dirty
pop. Open the plug bag.
So then we open up the door, but door, but
all right, that was Party at the Door Butt by Kaleidoscope's Monkey Trial. Wow, that was good. If you have a plugs theme, either opening or closing, go to cbbworld.com/plugs. And guys, I want to thank you so much. Hannah, so good to see you again. The two-timer club. I pray that you become a member of the three-timer club.
Well, I am available.
Are you really?
Yes.
Would love to get that message to you in order to hook that up.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Please go through my people, a.k.a. our people, a.k.a. our person, a.k.a. God.
Excuse me. Oh, God. Oh, you want me to go through God? God, can I book guests through you?
Of course. Literally, just talk to me anytime.
Okay.
I might be, you know, doing my thing.
You're doing your cloud smash. Yeah, exactly.
You can always try me.
Okay, yeah. This sounds like that you're not going to be very responsive.
Who knows? No stress. I love you. Give it a try.
Okay, I love you too. And Batman.
Hi.
Hi. You've really lightened up. You came in here
good.
So gloomy.
Yeah. Good. Hannah is a delight. God is fantastic. Yeah. And I feel no stress.
Yeah, this is good. So do you need to be Batman anymore? You could probably just give it all up if you're feeling good.
Oh, wait a minute. I just remember my parents were murdered.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's my B. I was not watching, literally. I'm so sorry.
You wouldn't
have
let that happen.
I would have tried to stop it, but I was busy, I think.
It's happened so many times in so many different iterations.
Yeah.
Now I'm just numb. But it's always pearls. Always
are
pearls
his parents up there in heaven playing Cloud Smash?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chicken Martha. On the top and pretzels on the bottom, and they are really good at Cloud Smash.
Martha probably crushes.
Yeah, Thomas.
She's got a wide berth.
He's not a stethoscope on the bottom, or he was a doctor, of course.
His dick is a stethoscope.
Oh, that's cool.
And I give people option. You don't have to have dick or vagina or anything.
Oh, but really? But he wanted to have
insisted,
a dick.
Yeah. He said, I want it to be dick. I want it to be medical dick.
Sounds like dad.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.